Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've been able to speak to a number of organisations who are reopening after lockdown. The latest is the Farmland Museum and Denny Abbey at Waterbeach. They've had help from the National Lottery's Heritage Emergency Fund. Sarah Michael is from the museum. She joins me now. Morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, Julian. Hi.
Morning. So the museum is just off of the A10, I think, isn't it? It's one of these ones that's fairly easy to get to.
It's very easy to get to, yes. It's just off the A10, just north of Waterbeach, 6 miles from Cambridge, I think. Very easy to pop into.
Now, you've got the Farmland Museum with, mm-hmm. as you describe it, 850 years of history, and the Abbey as well. I'm kind of intrigued, really, as to how much farming has changed. It's not so much the last 100 years, because one could imagine quite a bit of change going on in that time. It's kind of the 750 years before that.
Yes, Denny Abbey was built on the site in the 12th century, and obviously the abbey was used to provide food for people in the local area. We don't have a lot of evidence of that on site. The machinery that we have is predominantly from the early 20th century, but because the abbey is such a big part of the site, the story starts with that and it continues through sort of history to the early part of the 20th century. Mm-hmm. We do have a medieval dye garden on site, part of our cottage garden, which was there historically, and you can see what happened. And there are views of medieval fish ponds, actually, from the cottage garden that we have on site. So it really is. You say it's just off the A10, but it really is a different space once you get just off that main road. You can see history reveal itself in the landscape there.
So how different is a medieval fish pond to a... I don't know, 21st century fish pond. It's got fish in it, surely.
I think that's probably correct, yes. It's just that it was there in medieval times.
I might imagine that an outdoor museum would be fairly easy to reopen. Was it, or they sort of still have challenges?
It's been challenging because we are predominantly outdoor, but we have a lot of indoor displays that have been built in what we call the pig sheds, which were obviously once pig sheds, and in an old barn. We haven't been able to reopen some of those. Those are our displays of Fenland crafts. So we had a Fenland's hut, farriers. They're just such small spaces that we are keeping them closed for now. But we have been able to reopen the ground floor of Denny Abbey with a one-way system. People can look into our 1940s village shop, because that's the biggest space. The 1940s farm workers' cottage, very small inside, but we're opening the doors. We've got that ready. We've got a one-way system through the gardens. And we've also had to make the changes that every organisation has had to make to keep people safe.
Yeah, we're kind of getting used to them going into place, like looking where the arrows are going, really, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Yes. Arrows, screens, hand sanitizer, frequent cleaning schedules. It's just a different way of working for everyone, but we've got it right and we're ready to open this coming Thursday. As you said, thanks to the support we've had from the National Lottery's Heritage Emergency Fund.
Well, what sort of help do they give? Is it just the cash, or do they sort of have sort of suggestions? Because I guess with a lot of museums around Cambridgeshire and around the country reopening at this time, there's a dreadful phrase coming up, but some best practice is presumably starting to emerge.
It is. At this point, it is the cash. That's what we needed to be able to make all these changes, because it's not cheap to actually install all the new systems. And we haven't had any visitors since April. But we also have been offered sort of business planning support to help us look to the future and look to how we can change the way we work, because as a museum we rely on holding big events to bring people in and to generate income, but we don't know whether there's going to come a point soon where we can hold big events again. So yes, the National Lottery Fund has helped, it has offered help with that going forward as well.
I guess it is the unknown, isn't it? I gave out on our Cambridge Juice feature before 8 o'clock, talking about Travis coming to the Corn Exchange next year. Well, Travis are booked to come to the Corn Exchange next year, but we don't know as to where we'll be next May. It might be, things might be even more normal. Things might be exactly the same as they are now, and that's a challenge to every organisation. That's almost, it's battling the unknown, really, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. We are, we're obviously at the minute working towards getting the site back open for our visitors who want to come and see us again. But in the back of our minds at the moment is, what is next year going to be like? What do we have to do? What changes do we have to make to the site, to the way we run, to the way we work with schools, with care homes, all the things that we do and all museums have historically done with the community? How are we going to have to change that to adapt?
Do you think you will be open? Yeah, but do you think you will be able to open up to school parties and care home parties as well?
What we are immediately doing is creating things like loan boxes out of our collection that we can loan out to schools, and they can use them in their sessions and examine them, and then we can bring them back in and quarantine them, and we can do that within the current guidelines on safety. But that's just an immediate response, and we're going to look at ways that we can do small group visits. Maybe school bubbles might be able to come and see us, but we just don't know. It all depends on how the guidelines change and what's in place next year.
Yes, and I guess at all times we just have to keep an eye on those guidelines and see what the direction of travel is. As always, keeping an eye on what's happening in Scotland seems to be the best way to see what's going to happen here next. How do we book if somebody is interested in coming to the museum? You can't just turn up like used to be the case.
No,
can you?
We would like people to book in advance because we need to limit numbers to make sure everyone has a safe experience. But we also have to comply with the NHS test and trace rules, which means that we take the details of the people who are coming on site just in case somebody contracts COVID-19. People can go to our website, which is farmlandmuseum.org.uk, and from there take it to a booking site and you can book a free ticket, because we're admitting everyone for free this season because we can't open everything. We're not offering the same experience that we always do. And we'll be open every Thursday to Sunday and bank holiday Monday through till the end of October.
Okay, well, I'm sure many people will be doing that. I have to ask, what's your favourite exhibit in the whole of the museum? What do you like?
My favourite, yes. It's absolutely it's the village shop from the early 20th century, because the stuff that's in there is absolutely fascinating. And just to think that we go to these huge supermarkets now, but this small shop in a rural community sold everything. And I think every time I walk in, I see something that I hadn't spotted before in the collection. So there. And that is reopening, so people can go and have a look in there.
I think, yeah, now that sort of thing does, I have to confess, it does appeal to me as well. I have this sort of strange obsession with supermarkets. Whenever, if I'm overseas or something, I just want to go into the supermarket to see what products are there. And you see these sort of brands that are still around that we used
That's
to have
it,
here
yes.
20-odd years ago. And
absolutely.
Gosh, there must be some memories from the 1940s in there.
That's it. We get a lot of visitors who come through, and then as they're leaving, and they'll chat to us and say, I remember when I went to the shop and I bought that item. But there are brands that we use today that are in there that just look very different.
Yes. Now, that is the interesting thing, just the way that, and some, I don't know, sometimes when you say, I don't know if you've got any at the museum, but sort of old-fashioned poster advertising as well. It's just the slogans which were used to sell us various products. Anyway, Sarah, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, and I do hope that everything sort of gets back to something resembling normal for the museum, and as many
people... We hope so, yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's Sarah Michael. She is from the Farmland Museum and Denny Abbey at Waterbeach. So it's going to be open Thursday through Sunday, if I remember correctly.